Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers and M Braves get set for an Easter Sunday matinee at 2:05. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by one of the two multi-hit men last night, Xavier Warren. Xavier, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Big multi-hit night last night. You were one of two Shuckers to tally multiple hits in the game, but it was your first of the season, and it gets you off to a real good start here early on. What's the importance of having a night like that early on and getting off to a good start?
Yeah, it's really important. The last 2 years, I've started really slow, so this year I just told myself, you know, come out, stay aggressive, and just try to hit the ball hard, you know, keep it simple.
On a night like last night where it wasn't just you getting the hits, it seemed like everyone was jumping in on the action, especially in the late innings. Mm-hmm. Does that make it easier for you to get up to the plate knowing your approach is a good one?
Yeah, for sure. And it's nice having guys in front of you getting on base. Simplifies the game, you know, bases loaded, you know, just got to hit a ball in the air, get somebody home.
And this is a lineup that has a lot of star power top to bottom. How much easier does it make your job when you look up and down the lineup and see all the talent, all the prospects, all the highly touted guys 1 through 9?
Yeah, it's definitely an elite lineup. I think 1 through 9, you know, it can be dangerous. And then the guys at the bottom can always flip it up to the guys at the top too, so.
You're also back in Biloxi this year after 28 games, sort of a cup of coffee at the AA level back last year. How much did those 28 games help you going into this year of kind of knowing what to expect at the AA level?
Yeah, I think it was really nice coming up at the end last year, just get some at-bats, play. I played like almost every game, which was great. And then now being back, you know, I have a feel for the league. I have a feel for, you know, Mikey, the manager, and the coaches and what they expect. So I'm excited for the season.
How important is that to get that cup of coffee? Because the talent jump to AA is a big one for players.
Yeah, it's pretty big, and it's nice because I've played against a lot of the guys on the other teams in this league, in high A and low A and stuff. So, you know, the better players keep moving up, and those are the guys you're going to keep facing all the way up to, you know, big leagues. So,
well, and especially in the Brewers organization, a lot of the levels prior to AA, a lot of the same affiliates that are in the Southern League are also in the Midwest League and in the Carolina League, and you guys kind of all come up together. How much does that familiarity help you?
It definitely helps, you know, being able to say that you've seen some of these arms before. You kind of know what their attacking plan is. And it just adds that level of comfort, you know.
Last year as well, not only did you play with the Shuckers and with the Timber Rattlers, you also appeared in 23 games in the Arizona Fall League. And not only did you play there, you were named a National League Fall Star. How incredible was that experience last fall?
It was a great experience, being able to play with guys from all different organizations. I felt like I learned a lot there, just kind of redefined my approach and just got back to what I'm good at, which is, you know, spraying line drives and getting on base.
What was the biggest thing you learned down in Arizona?
I think just going back to like the approach part, just staying aggressive. I feel like the past 2 years in the season, I've taken too many good pitches, and that's like not my style. So I'm just trying to get back to that.
On the defensive side of things, you've also gone through a bit of a position change in the last couple of years. You originally drafted as a catcher, but you've been switched over to a full-time infielder, and last night an incredible play on the first base side. What's that transition been like?
It's been great. You know, I played infield in college and high school growing up and everything. Like, I've had more time on the infield, so I've always been comfortable there. And now just being able to focus just on infield, you know, it's better on your legs, better on your body. Just focus on infield and hit it, and that's it.
I'm sure your knees feel a little bit better after every game.
Yeah, definitely.
But not only do you play the infield, but you can play multiple positions. How important is that versatility to you as a player and as you make your way through the organization?
It's huge. I think, and if you look at the big league club, there's a bunch of guys that jump around and play a bunch of different positions. So just having that availability and just, you know, someone goes down, you can always jump in there. It's huge just as far as standpoint of just trying to stay in the lineup.
Well, Xavier, thanks so much for joining us. We're looking forward to many more multi-hit nights and great plays at first this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M Braves at 2:05.